Are you thinking about taking drugs? Well, think again, because drugs are not the answer. Take it from me, Hank Wiggin. Oh, don't remember this ugly mug?
2 years ago, I was a star. I won 9 games in a row. But by the end of August, I was gone.
Cut! Cut!
Not good, huh?
Oh, you caught the ball.
Yeah.
Look, I usually don't give line readings, but try this. Here.
Hollywood ain't holding its breath.
Yeah, well, they're doing it wrong. I mean, for Hank.
Tell the director.
I thought I'd give the marriage a few months before I'd go for the meddling wife thing.
His arm came back day after he hooked up. I say meddle.
You okay?
Just gas. Go help your man. Give me a little room here to work it out.
Take it from me, Hank Wiggin. Like that?
No.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey. Hi, Brian.
Hey.
You boys having a little trouble with the big speech?
Yeah, you got any ideas?
It's your story. Just be yourself. Drugs were there. You took them. Simple. Why'd you get clean?
Because I was going to die.
And come April, because you're clean, you're starting opening day against the Yanks.
Try it our way?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with the second part first. That'll get him in the groove.
Okay. We'll do the throwing thing first. Everybody wants to direct.
Warner all right?
Yeah, he's good. You just bring it, babe. Let's tell your story.
Roll cameras. Rolling. Sound. Speed.
Come on, kid. Show them what you're going to give the Aggies.
All right. Action.
Got osteopenia. His bones are too thin to fix the arm problem.
No, price is not a problem if you have what I need.
Osteo...
Young man?
How did you know?
Well, he's an old man. Osteopenia would just be a fact of life. You make him comfortable, send him home, which means you're just boring me. So he's young, which means it's most likely caused by cancer, and you're here because you haven't found it. He looked really, really hard.
MRI and PET scan are both negative.
Well, how old is he? Maybe the osteopenia is just early onset.
Oh, let's see... Born 9/21/77.
It's Hank Wiggin? He signed it. Sweet.
Yeah.
To Jimmy Wilson, the Cy Young of medicine. Did you ask for that?
Just the Jimmy part. The bone's too thin to support the kind of surgery that would let him pitch again. But if we figure out what's causing the osteopenia, we can reverse the bone damage, then do the surgery.
Beat the Yankees and save the free world.
It was a working dinner. My work, company pays.
I don't know. I just feel kind of weird after what it turned into.
Well, then it stopped being work. You know, if it'll solve your ethics problem, you can reimburse me for these. Were they $5.57, I believe? Let me know about Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
none of the usual suspects. Age isn't right, in apparent perfect health before this incident, MRI and PET scan negative for Chief.
Test him again. It's gotta be cancer.
Sorry I'm late. Car broke down on the interstate.
Don't believe you. Chem 7 also shows a poor kidney function. Now, why would a guy in his 20s have a poor kidney function?
Cancer. It first attacks the bones and then the kidneys.
Come on, people. 17 is 7. ZRA was 2.1.
You want it to be his kidneys. Because if it's his kidneys, then maybe we can treat it. Maybe we can fix it. And if it's cancer, then he'll never pitch again. If this were a regular guy who came in and broke his arm lifting a box, you would have packed him up and sent him home.
My God, you're right. I lost my head. All life is equally sacred. And I promise you, the next knitting injury that comes in here, we're on it like stink on cheese. He weighed 175 his rookie year.
Stop.
Now he's 195 after playing a year in Japan. Why?
He let himself go.
Steroids. I mean, the guy was a drug user. I'm sure he wouldn't have balked at pumping up through chemicals.
That explain the white guy.
And the kidney problems.
And the bone loss. Go ask him what he's on. When he says nothing, have him pee in a cup. Car breaks down, you're an hour late, not 2 minutes. And 2 minutes isn't late enough to use a clever excuse like car trouble.
I was coming in early.
Huh. Unprompted lies, it's a bad sign. Either a guilty conscience or something personal is going on. See, that's all you had to do. Just walk in, sit down, do your job.
No. No, I never took them.
We're gonna need a urine sample.
Oh, no, you don't trust me. Baby, I'm worried about taking this morphine.
You're in pain. The doses are monitored. It's not a slip. And besides, opiates weren't your thing.
They should have been. Whoa.
Mr. Wigan, the urine sample.
I want to say no. So I am. No.
Trust is a big issue in early recovery. He really did gain the weight, honestly.
If you say so. You're not getting it. Thinks I'm an idiot. He sure does.
Should we save a sample? Dr. Sports Fan can put it in Lucite and hang it around his neck.
Hey, Friday night, can you cover for me?
I think so. Oh, Friday. No, I'm sorry. I have to go to that oncology thing, that seminar. What's going on?
Dinner with the drug rep, Castine Pharmaceuticals.
Arnie claims he has 500 lawyer jokes, only tells one.
New guy.
You need cash? No, I don't have that much on me. No, it's not a problem. No, I'll be over by 6. Okay. 5 p.m., Dr. House checks out.
It's 4:45.
I was rounding up.
Carol Moffat, please see Dr. House in exam 1.
Whoa, not so fast, Kathy.
It's Carol.
Trouble with the leg? When's the wedding?
This Saturday.
Not much time to fit into that pretty dress, and no time for practical shoe shopping. You're running 2 miles a day further than you should be.
It hurts, right?
New shoes, less miles, the next day on the afternoon coach. You're gonna look beautiful. What's wrong with you?
I can't get my contact lenses out.
Out of what? They're not in your eyes.
But they're red.
That's because you're trying to remove your corneas. What's wrong with you?
Lately, my wife has noticed that...
Yeah. Symptoms. We're working on a personal best here.
Numbness in my feet and hands, constipation...
And?
Maybe he doesn't feel comfortable talking about his private...
Well, neither would I if I was having trouble controlling my pee-pee. You're a dentist. Nitrous oxide poisoning, which means you're either dipping into your own supply or you got a bad valve in the office. Laughing gas rehab's probably more expensive than the plumber. Meanwhile, get yourself some B12. Who's left?
I can't see. No, I'm just screwing with you. It's a hangover. My English lit prof told me he'd bail me next time if I didn't show up with a doctor's note.
Well, make friends with the dentist. He can give you a note and maybe a little nitrous to take the edge off.
Dr. House. He tested negative for steroids.
Elevated beta-2 proteins, though. Could be cancerous. Amyloidosis or lymphoma.
Or steroids. You guys got any money on you?
He tested negative for steroids. I have a couple 20s on me.
50 on me?
Foreman?
The fat pad biopsy and abdominal CT scan were negative for the cancers, but...
Well, it just leaves us with steroids.
He tested negative for steroids.
Less money is made by biochemists working on a cure for cancer than by their colleagues struggling valiantly to find ways to hide steroid use. But there is one thing they can't hide. Hi, I'm Dr. House. This is the coolest day of my life. See? Steroid use shrinks the testicles.
I'm clean, man. No steroids, no nothing.
Your lips say no. Your prunes say yes. Hypogonadism. Isn't that a great word? Thanks, we don't get to say it nearly enough. Start him on Lupron right away. These freaks are willing to defile themselves for mass entertainment, for money. I feel sorry for them.
He drops the clean urine, denies using steroids, then you're giving him a drug for what? Steroid abuse?
No, it's not. No, it's got calcium in it. It's very good for the bones. Basically, at a molecular level, it's just milk. How long do you figure before I get a call from Cuddy?
You put him on Lupron.
Uh-huh.
And you told him it was like milk.
Yes.
Is there any way in which that is not a lie?
It's creamy. But I had three reasons.
Good ones?
Well, we'll see in a minute. I'm just making them up now. He lied to me first.
Your mother did teach you two wrongs don't make a right.
If he lies to me about not taking steroids, and I lie to him about not treating steroids, he's cured. That's up for me.
Second reason.
If I told him the truth, he wouldn't have taken the stuff.
And if he told you the truth, what would the stuff do to him?
Severe respiratory problems.
Third reason?
I wanted to eliminate the placebo effect.
Excellent. You and your lawyer can write a paper.
Which brings me to my fourth reason.
I thought you said there were only three.
I thought you'd buy one of them.
Seriously?
He's not going to sue.
Because his lawyer is a nice guy who'll realize it's unfair to blame us for ruining this kid's $100 million career.
Good guess, but no. If Lupron causes respiratory problems, it means he's not on steroids. Which means there's something else wrong with him. And the choices for that something else are almost universally very bad. Osteopenia, messing his bones up. Hypogonadism, impaired liver function, kidney function. And we have managed to find the only professional athlete in the galaxy who was not on steroids. And it's not cancer. So what's killing him? Who shares my suspicions that the Yankees were somehow involved?
Shrunken testicles indicate his body's not putting out enough testosterone.
Throw out the lungs. That was the Lupron. My fault. Don't worry, I'll send him a nice note.
What about something environmental? Arsenic, mercury, the symptoms could
pretty
indicate...
small environment. Wife's fine, no one else is sick.
If you throw out the kidneys, everything else adds up. The testicles, the bones, the impaired liver function could all be caused by a breakdown of his adrenal glands.
Addison's disease. I like it. Mainly, of course, because the treatment is...
steroids.
Enough irony for all of us.
The treatment will cause him to retain fluid. With the kidneys almost shut down already, he'll die.
Oh, well, get him a new kidney.
Your theory is that Addison's is causing all the symptoms except for the kidney problems. What's causing the kidney problems?
Cameron, if you had to make an ironic guess right about now.
He tested negative for steroids.
Agreed. He's not on steroids now. But if he was on them at any time in the last 5 years, it could have caused the kidney damage. You see, kidneys don't wear watches. Sure, gallbladders do, but it doesn't matter because kidneys can't tell time. Steroid damage could take years.
No steroids. How many times does he have to tell you?
I don't know. How many times did he lie about cocaine before coming clean to the league?
It's completely different.
Oh, that's right. I remember. You never did come clean. The league was out to get you. They faked the blood tests. You had to get yourself a lawyer and everything.
If Hank says he never used steroids,
That's the truth.
That's too bad, because our theory is that the kidney damage is caused by A and everything else is caused by B. The beauty of this theory is that we can treat A and B. But if you add the kidney symptoms back into the mix, then we are looking at another letter altogether. One that is apparently not in the alphabet. Can't fix the bones. No more baseball. No more breathing. No more brain function.
Get another explanation.
Okay, yeah. I think I got one in my other pants.
Hold on. 5 years ago, Bangor, Maine, my pitching coach had me on something. I never knew what it was.
And you never tried too hard to find out either.
I gained 12 pounds of muscle in like 4 weeks. I'm sorry, man.
Huh? How you doing, Doc?
Good. Very good. Yeah.
You want me to put Hank Wiggin on the transplant list?
He needs a new kidney. I was thinking the kidney people might have some.
Well, they'd like to save him for people who have, how do I put this, kidney problems.
He's a professional ball player. Brings joy to millions. Do you really want to be known as the hospital that sent him home to die?
That's a great idea. We could be the hospital that killed two people. The guy who deserved the kidney, and the ball player we bumped up the list when we weren't even sure what was wrong with him.
Everything else is related to the Addisons.
The test for Addisons was inconclusive.
The test for Addisons is always inconclusive.
Why do we do it at all? We should just ask you.
You're not putting him on the list.
Your powers of deduction are breathtaking.
You take a perverse pleasure in turning me down.
What I live for. Once in a while, though, try to ruin my day. Ask me something I can say yes to.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. I didn't know you were busy. Want me to come back?
Is he on the list?
No.
Then I'm giving him one of mine.
Okay.
You're not going to tell me it's a bad idea? Why give a kidney to someone who might not be able to use it?
Not my area. That is, however, my chair.
When do we do it?
Very noble gesture. My favorite kind. Dramatic, yet completely empty. The chances of non-identical twins being a match. You writing a book?
I made it a question just because it's more polite. You got a big keep out sign stapled on your forehead.
That explains it. I told them to put it on my door.
Even if real human contact is something you don't have or even want or need, you should at least be able to see it in other people.
Yeah, right. True love. That's just how we match organs these days. There's a couple in France, high school sweethearts. They're training brains.
Wear a match. Run your tests. You better stop.
Hey, the lab call, was she a match?
Haven't heard yet.
You got a text message, though. Friday night. Very quickly.
Gee, thanks for checking. Can you cover for me?
Oncology seminar. Friday night, the same thing as the car trouble?
I had car trouble.
Hal says you were lying. I believe him.
What's that? You got a little wet smudge at the end of your nose.
Hey, I like the guy. He says what he wants, does what he wants.
He won't talk to anyone unless he can jerk them around.
One needs $1,000.
He's with that.
I scored. It's a brave new world, Doc. And we are at the cutting edge. You are looking at two all-access passes to paradise itself.
How much?
True cost, no man can say.
Could that man's accountant say?
$1,000. Friday night, the biggest official monster truck jam in the history of New Jersey.
Okay. Please tell me you didn't just say Friday night.
Whatever you've got, you cancel.
I can't do it.
Listen, they only give these tickets to owners. Anytime we want to be in the middle of the track, we're in the middle of the track. These tickets are so good,
We have to sign a release. I mean it. We do this, we could die.
I got the oncology thing. The rectal cancer lecture, they booked me a year ago. I can't get out. There's no way out.
Fine. I'll ask one of my other friends.
Huh.
What? You're saying I've only got one friend?
And who?
Kevin, in bookkeeping.
Okay, well, first of all, his name's Carl.
I call him Kevin. It's his secret friendship club name.
It's hookers.
Oh, my God.
Multiple hookers. But a house is house, right? He's got to have it his way. Four or five women.
Oh, funny.
What? You don't think he has sex?
No, of course
he doesn't. No, he doesn't have sex. He makes love.
I can say that.
It's the lab. Dr. Foreman?
If you have the results, I'd like you to talk to both of us. If you don't, I'm late for a meeting.
Believe me, I'd much rather be with your better half. And by better half, of course, I mean the one who struck out Sammy Sosa on three pitches and talks a lot less. But I thought I would talk to you first and alone. I got your results back from the lab.
You do match.
I do.
You're also pregnant. You can't be a donor. Not in your current condition.
Excuse me. I have to go talk to my husband.
The heart looks good. We can schedule the transplant.
No transplant. Lola's not going to have an abortion.
Actually, your wife just told me that she
was making an appointment.
I don't care what she said. I think you two need to discuss this further.
We've been trying to get pregnant almost since we met.
Well, it's your wife's decision whether or not
she wants to trade a child for a kidney. That's murder. I'm not going to let her do that.
Foreman says we've got a problem about the transplant.
If she terminates the pregnancy, he's not going to let himself die on principle.
Did you give up a baby for someone you love?
Please tell me I don't have to decide. Depends. How long would they live?
This is a pragmatic question for you.
50 years? No problem. 6 months? I say let him die. I've actually given this a lot of thought. My personal tipping point is 7 years, 8 months, and 14 days.
I couldn't do it.
You found religion.
Do you have to be religious to believe a fetus is alive?
There seems to be a correlation. Do you like monster trucks?
I don't know what they are.
Right. I got 2 tickets. Friday night.
Are you asking me to go with you?
Sure. Sounds good.
Like a date?
Exactly. Except for the date part. Forget it.
No. I was going to go to the oncology dinner.
Of course, you have to hear Wilson's lecture.
No. I just found out he canceled like 2 weeks ago. So, what do I wear?
Still with us, Hank?
Yeah, man. My chest feels funny.
Tachycardia. Your heart's beating too fast. We're sorting it out, but you stay with us, all right? Keep talking to us, Hank.
Where's the wolf?
10 units of insulin sub-Q and IV push D50.
It's still dropping.
Why is this potassium up?
Damned if I know.
Excellent, too. We gotta suck that potassium out of him. We gotta get his heart rate down.
We need a crash cart.
We got it.
It's definitely not Addison's.
It's not steroids either.
Yes?
His heart rate is 130 and rising like a Randy Johnson line drive.
A forever.
There's no point in doing the transplant. Even if he was stable enough, it's obvious that we have no idea what's wrong with him.
First it's too high, now it's too low.
His heart's not responding to the atrophy.
Heart rate's down to 40.
I thought it was up.
Now it's down. Last time you went out at 35.
What's wrong?
I have no idea. Hit him with the atropine before he gets to 35 again.
We've already given him 3 milliliters.
Apparently that's not enough.
He can't stabilize his heart rate.
What did you do to him?
KXLA.
His pulse was through the roof. So was his potassium.
He wouldn't do this.
Something did. Call me when he's stable. We're dead.
I remember the first time. You weren't even supposed to be pitching that day. I flew all over to Tokyo to watch this kid, and he gets tossed for arguing a call in the first inning. Your pitch is perfect.
Ball seemed to go faster than your arm. It was like the rules didn't apply, like physics couldn't slow you down.
Ah, damn, it was beautiful.
Hey, Warner.
Hey, kid. How you feeling?
I hurt. My arm, my head. Everywhere.
They must have dialed down the morphine. That's just wrong, man. You're in pain. Hey, I got something for you.
No.
A doc in St. Louis gave them to me for migraine.
I'm an addict. I can't take that.
Even Lola was okay with the morphine. The stuff's just a little stronger. Come on.
I'll just try one more.
Three more symptoms. Heart rate up, heart rate down. Now he's hallucinating.
You gotta promise not to tell Lola.
Okay, Coach. He's not just dreaming?
No REM. He's actually awake.
Drugs?
Not psychedelics. Not with the heart symptoms.
Well, hallucinations would point to digitalis. Would also mess up his heart. But he's not on it. And why would he take it?
Yeah. Pithy analysis. I can see why they asked you to speak at the cancer dinner. I'm sorry I'm gonna miss it.
Sorry about the monster trucks.
No, I think it's great. You're giving back.
Only thing is, digitalis. It would only explain the later symptoms, not the original ones.
Sure, yeah. It's got a lot of movement. Problem is, everybody sees the movement. You're throwing your curveball like you're throwing a curveball. Deception, that's the... Same motion. Less movement, but he won't come back at you. How'd you get in here?
Spoke Spanish. Told him I was the new shortstop from the Dominican.
How's Hank doing?
Lousy. Around your fingernails, that swelling is called clubbing. Hippocrates noticed that a lot of his friends who also had that tended to frequently grab their chests and die.
Yeah, I got a heart condition. What's wrong with Hank?
What do you take for it?
Digitalis.
Got him with you?
Right. That's weird. I just filled a subscription a couple days ago. There's another bottle here.
Don't bother. Hank Wiggin stole your pills. He tried to kill himself. Open while he went to get some water. Next time, just take the whole bottle.
Hey, man, you got no right.
See, people remember how many they've got. Dates right on the label, number of pills. Regular person can do the math. But a junkie doesn't have to. Because how many pills he's got left, that's all he's thinking about. But a big insurance policy?
This isn't about the money.
Not for you, no. Most reputable stores won't cash your checks after you're dead. But for Lola, well, girls like that, they're all about the money.
Don't you say that. She already saved my life. I was dead in Japan and she brought me back. Everything since then, that's gravy. That's more than I deserve.
You owe her
everything.
So the attempted suicide, the scaring her to death, that's... What is that? That's gratitude? Love? Yeah, I get that.
We'll take out what you did to yourself yesterday. We're back to the kidneys and the bones.
I'm scheduling the transplant.
Never visit a patient.
I want that baby. Even if I'm gone, that's a piece of me and Lola breathing, walking around town, going to baseball games. If there's any more transplant talk from you or Lola or anybody else, I won't screw it up this time. I'll take myself out for good.
I'll start treating the Addisons, which will most likely destroy what's left of your kidneys.
Fine. Start the treatment.
Hey!
Hank Wiggin peed on me. What do you think these pants are worth on eBay?
I've got some big boy diapers in my office. The rep hands them out like candy.
Not that bad.
No, not if you like the smell of urine.
Of course, why should I trust someone who lies about what he's doing Friday night? Question is, what are you really doing Friday night? And more to the point, what could possibly be better than monster trucks? Or are we breaking up?
Stacy's coming into town this weekend. We're having dinner. Just catching up.
I definitely had pants here. Wait a second, is that Stacy the stripper? I heard she's playing Atlantic City.
No, Stacy the constitutional lawyer.
You thought I couldn't handle this news. You talk to her a lot?
No, it's been a long time. If you don't want me to see her...
What is this, eighth grade? I'm fine.
It's fine if you're upset.
No, it's... I have no right to be upset. You two are friends. You should see her. Say hi for me.
So, you're okay?
I'm not the cancer doctor who's lying about cancer death. I'm not the one betraying all those poor little bald-headed dying kids. I'm gonna go get some pants. I stink.
If you're treating him for Addison's and you don't think it's gonna work?
He tried to kill himself.
I know. He's confused. We can have another baby. I can make him understand that. I'm having an abortion. We do the trans...
No.
I can make decisions about my body.
And he can make decisions about his. He doesn't want your kidney.
So... he'll die?
Probably. Keep that appointment. You'll also probably die. Keep the baby. Are you just being polite? My pants are...
Oh, they're all wet.
You can't smell that?
You think she'll abort anyway? Try to force his hand?
No, she's not going to risk losing him.
That's funny.
No, the monster trucks? House asking you, that's funny.
I was the first person he ran into. He just asked me.
Yeah, like a date.
Exactly. Except for the date part. If the patient decides to go the dialysis route, we got some product you should check out. Hey, Dr. Foreman.
Courtesy of the generous Sharon and the good folks at Castine Pharmaceuticals.
I was just telling the guys about the Bermuda conference in April. 3 days of sun and scuba and 1 hour of lecture.
Oh, God. Do we have to go to the lecture?
So, you're the new Arnie.
Dr. House, it's good to see you.
Would you get me a coffee? Black, no sugar.
Okay, so who is it?
Come on, she's sleeping with one of you. Oh, God, please tell me it's you.
She buys lunches. She doesn't...
Don't worry. You're not gay. You're adventurous.
You think she's going to prostitute herself? The three of us? They're that important to her?
I'm afraid not, no. The groupies sleep with the roadies in order to get to Mick.
And you're Mick?
That was the metaphor I was making, yes.
Why are you here?
Damn, it's you. It's not Addison's. New symptom, inability to smell.
I was just in Hank's room, and he said it smelled like the men's room at Veterans Stadium. He was right.
We rejected environmental causes because the wife was healthy. Well, she's not. Last 6 months, she can't smell a thing. If you think of them as one single patient, you add her symptoms to his.
Got me in poisoning.
Explains everything. Why they had so much trouble getting pregnant.
How could they have gotten exposed to that much cadmium?
Unless they were eating stealing batteries for breakfast.
So, where else is cadmium?
Some foods, polluted groundwater. We should check their home.
I think I know how it happened. I'm gonna need another urine sample.
What for?
Sure. Whatever you want.
Why wouldn't you give it to me before, but now it's no problem?
I'm dying, right?
So you've got nothing to lose this time. Because the question, what were you worried about last time? The funny thing is, when we tested you before, we were just looking for steroids. What should we look for now, Hank?
Hank, what's the story?
A little weed every now and then when no one was looking?
I don't believe this. We quit.
You did. If you kept going, you wouldn't have just lost your sense of smell.
I quit the hard stuff. I just needed to relax.
Based on the symptoms, you're a lot more than a social user.
So you've been lying to me all this time.
I'm sorry. There must have been cadmium in the soil where the marijuana was grown. Some people get bone loss, kidney failure, some people's testes shrink, and some people lose their sense of smell. We'll start treatment right away. You should be fine by opening day. Baseball's in the summer, right?
It didn't hurt the baby, did it? The cadmium.
If you've been clean, the baby should be fine.
I'll stop everything. I'll go to meetings every day. Oh.
Twice a day. How's the ball player doing?
Much better.
Not too bad about his career.
What do you mean?
Major League Baseball's collective bargaining agreement requires medical reports on all treatments. Given Hank's history, he's not likely to get much leniency.
Why should they care that he's being treated for Addison's?
You're not treating him for Addison's.
My report says I am.
You're lying on the report?
Everybody does stupid things. It shouldn't cost them everything they want in life.
No, it shouldn't, but it usually does. On the other hand, if it means someone can actually beat the Yankees... So what about House? Is there any way we can get him down there?
You really want to talk about work?
No. Not at all.
Digger never disappoints.
You ever been married?
Oh, no. Let's not ruin a lovely night out by getting personal. I lived with someone for a while. You gonna finish that? Oh, well, hold on.
All right, she's in the car.
Some bad hat, Harry.